Coffee Break German, Season 2, Episode 27. You know, Andrea, we are getting quite far with Coffee Break German. It's episode 27 of season 2, which means that this is the 67th episode of Coffee Break German we've recorded.
Wow, das ist ja unglaublich.
Unglaublich, yeah. We hope that everyone is continuing to enjoy Coffee Break German and that the topics that we're covering are really helping people use their German. And I know that I certainly feel that bit more confident. Since we've done Te Camolo now, I feel there's nothing stopping me.
I know Te Camolo is really a breakthrough
the
in learning German.
The key to everything. Are we continuing with Te Camolo today?
No, today we're a bit more relaxed.
Okay.
We're looking at another modal verb.
Okay.
We already know the modal verbs very well. And today we're looking at sollen.
Okay, let's get started.
So, Mark, do you remember any modal verbs?
I think we've done a few, and it's something that we've done quite a bit of in the past. We've done können,
genau,
to be able to, müssen, to have to,
genau,
wollen, to want to do something, and what else? Dürfen,
genau,
to sort of have permission to be allowed to do
genau.
something.
So, quick question. How would you then say you mustn't do something? So you're not allowed to do something.
Now, that's where it changes. It's not nicht müssen, but nicht dürfen.
Genau, sehr gut.
You don't have permission to do it.
Genau, sehr gut. So nicht müssen means you don't have to do it, but you can if you want. But if we want to really say something is not allowed, we would say nicht dürfen. Du darfst nicht fernsehen.
Okay, you're not allowed to watch the television.
Genau.
Okay, all good so far.
So, shall we quickly look at these modal verbs and do a few examples?
Wenn du willst, ja.
So, I have some questions.
Okay.
Wer kann in deiner Familie am besten kochen?
In meiner Familie kann meine Frau am besten kochen.
Ah, sehr gut. Und müssen deine Kinder täglich Hausaufgaben machen?
Ja, immer. Meine Kinder müssen täglich, auch am Wochenende, Hausaufgaben machen.
Du bist sehr streng.
Ja, yeah, that's the theory. They never do it.
Oh, okay, okay. Aber sie müssen, ne?
Ja.
Okay, aber dürfen sie manchmal auch fernsehen?
Ja, sie dürfen manchmal auch fernsehen und Xbox spielen und so weiter.
Ah, okay, okay. Das ist ja sehr nett.
Ja.
Denkst du, dass viele Leute Deutsch lernen wollen?
Ja, ich glaube, dass viele Leute Deutsch lernen wollen. Was my word order okay there?
Ja, das war super.
Okay, I think that obviously lots of people want to learn German and obviously Coffee Break is the way to go.
Absolutely.
The whole thing about Coffee Break is that a little bit every day helps. And if when you're having your coffee, you can therefore have your German lesson.
Genau, jeden Tag.
Jeden Tag, okay.
So, wie oft sollen unsere Hörer und Hörerinnen Deutsch üben?
You've just said it. Unsere Hörer und Hörerinnen sollen jeden Tag Deutsch üben.
Super, ja, genau.
Okay. There you're using sollen. If we're translating this into English, would that be like should? Our learners should study German every day or practice their German every day, rather?
It's not that simple. It's close, but not that simple.
Okay.
So sollen is used to express a request or an order, but by, let's say, a third person. Yeah. So we are reporting what has been said.
So in this case, when we're saying unsere Hörer sollen Deutsch üben or sollen jeden Tag Deutsch Üben. It's like reporting on a fact that has been established.
Yeah, it's a fact that we the two of us have established.
Yeah. Okay.
And someone else is asking, what are they supposed to do? Sie sollen jeden Tag Deutsch lernen. But it's because we've said it before. Right. I can make a better example.
Please do.
Okay. So, meine Mutter sagt, ich soll einkaufen gehen. So what can we hear the mother say? Geh einkaufen.
So your mom said that I need to go shopping, and we can imagine, or we can hear her saying, go shopping. She's told you,
genau.
Go shopping.
Okay. So what happens is sie sagt, geh einkaufen.
Okay.
Yeah. And then my father asks, what are you doing? Dann sage ich, ja, Mutter hat gesagt, ich soll einkaufen.
So your dad asks, what are you doing? And you say, mom's told me to go to do the shopping.
Genau. So I'm reporting her order.
And you're reporting it with soll.
Genau.
Right. Can we have another example?
Natürlich. So the doctor says, treiben Sie mehr Sport.
Do more sport.
Do more sport. And I go home to my family and they ask, so what did the doctor say? Und ich sage, der Arzt meint, ich soll mehr Sport treiben.
So the doctor means that I have to do more sport.
Genau.
And there again you're using soll.
Genau.
Ich soll mehr Sport treiben.
Genau.
Okay, let's go through the conjugation of sollen, because so far you're using the present tense of sollen.
Ja, richtig.
Okay.
So, ich soll, du sollst, er soll, sie soll, wir sollen, ihr sollt, sie sollen.
Okay, now we have come across this before, and perhaps in a simple translation we could simply say should. I should do more sport. The doctor says I should do more sport. But as you're explaining, there's more to it than this. There's a little more background, if you like, than just that you should do more sport. Can I ask you a question here? If, let's say, I'm feeling as if I've got no energy, and your advice to me would be that in English, that I should do more sport because that will give me energy. Would you in German say, du sollst mehr Sport treiben?
No. I would phrase this differently. You should do more sports. We're going to see how in a minute. But this du sollst only if someone else has said it and I'm aware of this and you also are aware of this and I remind you that the doctor said, du sollst mehr Sport treiben.
Okay, so it's almost as you know, as you've been told.
Yes.
You should do more sport.
Yes, that's exactly it. You know it. You've been told this.
You should do more sport. Okay, that's fine. Let's have another example here.
Yes, so imagine the parents go to the school meeting about their son, and the teacher says to the parents, ihr Sohn Martin muss mehr üben.
Right, so can I then take this forward?
Yeah.
The situation where they get home, the son is sitting a little worried about what went on at the parents' evening and so on. Would then the parents say to the child, du sollst mehr üben?
Ja, genau. So there we can add, dein Lehrer sagt, du sollst mehr üben. But also from the context that the son knows where his parents were and who they spoke to. So when they come home and say, Martin, du sollst mehr üben, Martin knows exactly that
it was the teacher
who said this.
Okay, I think this is clear now. I'm getting it.
Yeah? Let's look at just one more example here. It's again an example with children because they very often hear this structure.
Yeah.
So if you tell your children to tidy their rooms, you say, räumt eure Zimmer auf. So that's a direct order. Yeah. And after 3 hours, you find them in front of the TV and their rooms are in a mess.
Yep.
So then you can say, ihr sollt eure Zimmer aufräumen. So they know exactly that you told them 3 hours ago to tidy their room. And you are now reminding them that this is what you have ordered them to do, and they still haven't done it.
So if I were to think of sollen in the present tense here as you already know you should do something,
yes.
Is that a fair translation?
Yes, Except when we have the situation with the doctor where the family asks, oh, what did the doctor say? Then obviously they don't know yet.
They don't know yet, of course. Okay. Right. So could we use Zollin in other senses, in other situations?
Yes. We can use it when we make a suggestion about something that involves us too. So, for example, we're very bored, it's the weekend, and I say, sollen wir heute ins Kino gehen?
So, should we go to the cinema in that case, right?
Oder sollen wir heute Abend Pizza bestellen?
Should we order a pizza this evening? Okay, but there's no previous discussion about this.
No, this is really, that's a suggestion of what we could do, and you can say, oder nein.
Okay, it does make more sense now. I think I have still some further questions about this because I do want to know how we should use, you know, you should do such and such. But I think probably that will come after the break. And also after the break, we should really be listening to Julia because we've not even mentioned the fact that Julia is with us today for another cultural correspondent. So that's coming up after the break.
Super.
Here at Coffee Break German, we want to help you turn your downtime into do time. Brauchst du mehr Übung? Join us on Facebook 3 times a week and put your German to work with our language challenges and cultural insights. As they say, practice makes perfect. Oder auf Deutsch, Übung macht den Meister. Head over to facebook.com/coffeebreakgerman. Wir sehen uns hoffentlich bald.
Okay, we're talking about what on the surface looks like quite an easy, straightforward verb, but actually, as Andrea has explained, there's a little more to it, and that is sollen, and particularly when it's used in the du form, du sollst something, du sollst etwas machen, ja?
Genau, so when we use du sollst, dein Zimmer aufräumen, Essen kochen, mit dem Hund spazieren, then it's implied that this has been either agreed before or was ordered before, depending on who is participating in this communication.
Okay, but as I said before the break, I do have a question, and that is, how would we simply say to someone, giving them a piece of advice, for example, you should do such and such?
Yes, then sollen, du sollst, would be completely inappropriate.
Okay.
There we would say, du solltest.
Is that like the preteritum of
sollen? Yeah, genau. Genau.
Right. So we can use the preteritum as an advice-giving verb.
Yes.
With sollen. Okay.
So it's a very mild version of sollen. It's no longer an order. It's a suggestion. Yeah.
And there we're translating it with you should, I should, and so on. Can we conjugate it, please?
Ja, sicher. Ich sollte, du solltest, er sollte, sie sollte, wir sollten. Ihr solltet, sie sollten.
Okay, so that's regular in the preteritum.
Genau.
Good, okay. Can you give us some examples then of sollen in the preteritum used in this way?
Yes, so before you had this example about you not feeling so energetic and I would give you the advice of doing some sports. So instead of saying, du sollst mehr Sport treiben, I would say, du solltest mehr Sport treiben.
So in this case, I've not necessarily been told that by the doctor or anyone else. You're just giving a piece of advice. Du solltest mehr Sport treiben.
Yeah, that's maybe my opinion. Or maybe I am a doctor.
Maybe. But, okay. Okay. So it's lighter, you said. It's less direct. It's less, maybe the consequences aren't quite as great.
That's exactly it. So you could ignore this advice. Whereas if your children ignore your order of tidying their rooms, maybe the Xbox will disappear.
I think that's a great example and a great idea. Du solltest hier sein,
yeah.
Wenn meine Kinder die Xbox spielen wollen.
Ja, genau.
Okay, I think we should practice this.
So instead of translations, I have some situations.
Okay.
Where I have orders from the doctor, the mother, etc., and I want you to report these orders with sollen.
Okay.
So you've been to the doctor, and I know that. And the doctor said to you, essen Sie mehr Gemüse.
So that's the instruction that the doctor gave to me. And now
I see you and I say, oh, Mark, was hat der Arzt gesagt? What did the doctor say?
And in that situation, I can say, ich soll mehr Gemüse essen.
Genau, sehr gut, super.
Okay, if I were doing the full reported speech thing here, just to practice my word order and so on, could I say, der Arzt hat mir gesagt, dass ich mehr Gemüse essen soll.
Ja, super, ja. So there you have a lovely subordinate clause, right. With sollen am Ende des Satzes. So, you could, so to my question, was hat der Arzt gesagt? You could say, ich soll mehr Gemüse essen. Oder der Arzt hat mir gesagt, dass ich mehr Gemüse essen soll.
Right. Okay, let's try another one then.
So, you are telling your son, hilf beim Geschirrspülen. Okay, now I am your son and you see me, doing something else. Uh-huh. I don't know, playing on my tablet.
Yep.
And what do you tell me?
Right, I'm going to tell you this without really knowing what I'm saying because I'm not sure about Geschirrspülen, but we'll get there. du sollst beim Geschirrspülen helfen?
Ja, sehr gut. Ja.
Right, so what's Geschirrspülen?
Teller waschen, Gläser waschen.
So washing up, doing the washing up?
Yeah, doing the washing up, washing the dishes. Okay. Geschirr is the dishes and spülen is to do the washing up.
Right, okay. That's new vocabulary from me. So, I would say then, du sollst beim Geschirrspülen helfen.
Genau, ja. Oder ich habe dir gesagt, dass du beim Geschirrspülen helfen sollst.
Right. Ich habe dir gesagt, dass du beim Geschirrspülen helfen sollst.
Genau, super.
Is it helfen or hilfen?
Helfen.
Helfen. I was getting that wrong. Yeah. Okay, sorry. So, helfen. Right, let's try another one.
So, you're on the train and you don't know what stop to get off the train. But luckily, the Schaffner ist dort. Mm-hmm. Ja, wer ist der Schaffner?
The ticket collector.
Genau. Und der Schaffner sagt zu uns, steigen Sie beim nächsten Halt aus.
Right. So.
So, the rest of the group hasn't heard what the Schaffner said. And they asked, ja, also, was hat der Schaffner gesagt?
Okay, I could say either. Wir sollen beim nächsten Halt aussteigen.
Ja.
Or, this is tricky, der Schaffner hat uns gesagt, dass wir sollen
am Ende.
Oh, dass wir beim nächsten Halt aussteigen sollen.
Super, sehr gut, bravo.
It's no longer separable there. Aussteigen comes together.
Because we have a modal verb.
Yep. Right. And our modal verb sollen when we are talking about orders.
Genau.
But we also
reported orders.
Reported orders. But we can also use sollen in the preteritum for advice.
Yes. So I have here some problems and I need your advice. So I'm just going to say what my problem is.
Okay.
Ich habe Kopfschmerzen.
Okay, so I'm going to come up with a piece of advice and this time I'm going to use du solltest, ja?
Genau.
Also, du solltest ein bisschen schlafen.
Ah, okay, vielen Dank, ja.
Okay, let's do another one.
Ah, ich habe morgen einen Deutschtest.
Andrea, du solltest Coffee Break German hören.
Ach so, ja klar, ja. Du, Mark, ich komme oft zu spät.
Vielleicht solltest du früher aufstehen.
Ja, super, genau. Vielleicht solltest du früher aufstehen. Oder du solltest vielleicht früher aufstehen.
Yeah, so either way, we can just switch that around.
Genau.
With the vielleicht, the next word is, that we're going to hear is the verb.
Genau,
in that
super.
Case, solltest. Right. So we've talked about giving orders or reporting on orders. We've talked about giving advice. There was another way we can use sollen.
Yes, so we can use sollen in the present tense with wir when we make a suggestion.
Of course.
So I have a couple of situations here and I would like you to make a suggestion.
Okay.
Wir haben Hunger, aber es ist nichts im Kühlschrank.
Sollen wir ins Restaurant gehen?
Ah ja, gute Idee.
Okay.
Es ist schönes Wetter und wir haben den Nachmittag frei.
Sollen wir Tennis spielen?
Ach ja, genau. Das machen wir.
So this is becoming quite straightforward. These sollen wir is just a straightforward suggestion. And I think we've also established now that the sollten and the solltest and so on, that's where we're giving advice.
Genau.
And when we're reporting on advice that's already been given or the orders that have already been given, that's when we use sollen in the present tense.
Genau, sehr richtig.
Okay, I have a suggestion now. Mm-hmm. Es gibt ein bisschen Zeit, bevor wir den Lektion fertig machen.
Ja, bevor die Lektion zu Ende ist.
Danke, that's what I meant. Sollen wir vielleicht mit Julia sprechen?
Ach ja, das ist eine super Idee.
Okay, so we have got some time before the end of the lesson, so let's hear from Julia, who I believe this time has a Swiss theme for us.
Oh, ich bin gespannt.
Hallo, ihr beiden. Hey, Andrea, this might be very interesting for you. A friend of mine went to Zürich in Switzerland last week, and she told me about a very interesting tradition. It's called Sechseläuten, which literally means the 6 o'clock ringing. And I had really never heard of that before. So I did some research, and I would like you to correct me, Andrea, if I get anything wrong. As far as I understand, Sechseläuten is a spring celebration that takes place in Zürich once a year. Of course, that doesn't really explain the very unusual name. I found out that back in the 16th century, the workday in all the workshops in Zürich lasted until 5 p.m. during winter time. When at the end of March the spring equinox took place and the daylight lasted longer, the end of the workday was shifted 1 hour ahead to 6 p.m. People were happy about the summertime starting, and so the changing to summer working hours was celebrated at the end of March or beginning of April by ringing the bells at 6, explaining the name Sechseläuten, and by having a huge bonfire in one of the squares in the town. This square is nowadays called Sechseläutenplatz. But it's not just a few logs that are lit on fire, but a figure called the Böck standing on a 10-meter-high pile of wood. The Böck is built from wood, wool and explosives and has the form of a snowman, thus representing winter. Apart from the burning of the Böck every year, there is a march of members of different guilds of craftsmen, such as carpenters, Zimmermänner, blacksmiths, Schmiede, and tailors, Schneider, through the city center. I've seen pictures of many colorful and historic costumes, and it seems quite impressive. The day of the march and burning of the Böck marks the end of a number of celebrations that take place over several days. So you can easily spend a whole week in Zürich filled with exciting traditions. Ich sollte wirklich nach Zürich fahren. Maybe I'll go there next year on the 8th of April 2019 when the next Sechseläuten will take place. I hope I got all of this right, Andrea. It sounds like a great festival. That's all from me today. Bis bald!
Ja, danke, Julia. Du solltest wirklich nach Zürich kommen. Vielleicht sollten wir alle zusammen gehen. Marc, sollen wir alle zusammen reisen?
Gute Idee, ja, das würde sehr nett sein.
Sehr schön.
Okay, now let's see if I can get this correct. Ich habe ihr gesagt, dass sie mehr über die Schweiz sprechen soll.
Ach so, ja, vielen Dank. Das ist natürlich sehr wichtig.
So I had told Julia that perhaps she should be speaking a little more about Switzerland and her cultural correspondent bit. So I'm pleased that she was able to do that. Did she get it all right?
Yes, she got it all correct.
Perfect. Okay, that's where we're going to leave this episode of Coffee Break German. Okay, as you know, this is only part of the story. There is more Coffee Break German available for you at coffeebreakgermanplus.com. There you can access the video versions of the lessons, the bonus lesson notes, and the audio materials, the bonus audio materials, which will help you practice all of the content of this lesson and all lessons further. That's at coffeebreakgermanplus.com.
And don't forget, you can let us know what you think about this episode by posting a comment on our website. Just head to coffeebreaklanguages.com and look for episode 27 of season 2.
Now, you can also keep up with what's happening here at Coffee Break Languages. Just look for Coffee Break Languages on Instagram. And we need to get a photo of us working in the studio, Andrea, at some point soon, I think.
Good idea.
That's it for this lesson. We'll be back again soon. Bis zum nächsten Mal.
Bis bald.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.